And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 4th of January, 2015. Today's the birthday of Sir Isaac Newton, born in Woolsthorpe, England, 1643, born prematurely on a farm, his father having died 3 months before. Newton was brought up to take over the farm, but he wasn't a good farmer, and his uncle suggested that he go to college instead, and so he did. He went to Cambridge, and when the school shut down during a plague year, Newton went home, studied mathematics and physics on his own, and it was then that he developed his theories of gravity and optics. Returned to Cambridge to teach mathematics, his first great achievement, the invention of a reflecting telescope. At the age of 43, Newton published his Principia, which overturned nearly everything mankind had believed about the universe up to that point. He proved that the celestial bodies were governed by the same laws of physics as objects on Earth. He established the three laws of motion. The first law, that objects at rest tend to remain at rest and objects in motion tend to remain in motion unless they are acted upon by an external force. The second law, that an applied force on an object equals the rate of change of its momentum with time. And the third law, that for every action there is an equal and opposite reaction. It's the birthday of Doris Kearns Goodwin, born Brooklyn, 1943, author of biographies, Lyndon Johnson, the Fitzgeralds, and the Kennedys, currently at work on a biography of Theodore Roosevelt, author of the book Team of Rivals, The Political Genius of Abraham Lincoln, a book widely talked about around Washington, and during the 2008 campaign, Barack Obama mentioned Goodwin's book in interviews, saying it was essential reading. And after he won the Democratic nomination, he named a former opponent, Joe Biden, as his running mate. And after he was elected, he appointed Hillary Clinton as Secretary of State. Today's the birthday of Louis Braille, born in Couffray, France, 1809, famous organist and cellist, who came up with an alphabet of raised dots that could be read by fingertip by the blind, Braille. Something of a dying art today. There are now far more audio versions of books than there are books printed in Braille, and there are software programs to convert written text into audio. Today, only about 10% of blind children learn to read Braille in this country. Here's a poem for today by William Greenway, a poem in five stanzas entitled Good Stories. 1. The one where the preacher's kid from Georgia, growing up in a house with no books but the Bible, became a great poet. 2. The one where the great poet remained faithful to his wife, even after her stroke, devoted to her, for 50 years. 3. The one where he won the Nobel Prize and finally got to live by the sea, fishing every dawn, waist deep in the blue-green water. 4. The one where, near the end, he found the love of his life and left behind the child he'd never wanted before. 5. Once there was a man who failed at everything he tried, but wrote it all down before he died. Good Stories, a poem by William Greenway from The Accidental Garden, published by Word Poetry and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. You can browse 100 years of poetry and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Joy Biles, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.